So you got really mad this weekend and broke your mouse. Fucking shocker. Yeah, yeah. So explain it, because you wrote this whole fucking monologue in the Discord that I don't think a single person fucking read. So hey, now's a chance.
So listen, I'm a rager, right? So I have pretty good self-control, actually. I slam my desk like that.
None of us slam our desk, by the way. So sure, no one you have else, good self-control.
Right? Continue. I do it. I mean, my desk is fucking sturdy, right? It's lasted all these...
You smashed it. It sounded like it was about to break, dude. That sound. Do it again.
That's because...
Dude, that's ear rip.
That sounds sturdy, bro.
That's this thing that's going to break. The mic.
Okay.
What do they call it?
Stand? I know. But it sounds hollow as fuck. Anyway, continue.
And I usually do it when I get Sova ulted, because of all the ults, I cannot get away from Sova's fucking arrow that if you're on motherfucking bind and he's on a different map, not even in the server, he's still fucking killing me with it, bro.
Yeah, there's some crossfire.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway, this time when I slammed my desk, my mouse was in my hand.
Mm.
I didn't let go of my mouse. It still works functionally. Uh-huh. It's just I'm not getting, you know, it's just not, you know, the click is just not there.
So let me ask you, you sent an email to Logitech.
Oh yeah, they're sending me a new mouse.
Would you tell them that happened?
What'd I was like, happened? Oh, I didn't tell them what happened. I was just saying my left click doesn't click anymore. I feel like something's stuck. And they're like, oh, okay. Can you pressurize air between the button? And I'm like, yes, of course. I sent back next email. Nothing happened.
Do you
have any other suggestions? Maybe a possible way of opening the mouse and seeing inside of it without breaking warranty? And they're like, just give me your address.
Dude, you bastard, bro.
But
if anyone from Logitech's listening to this, send him a mouse.
Did you watch the most disappointing fight ever?
What I saw is that he came out with a Charizard chain. First edition Shadowless Charizard, BGS graded 10. And it was iced out.
Lambo on the neck, bro.
It's fucking sick. If you're listening at home, just Google it, but for the people on stream, we're pulling it up for you, baby.
It's kind of hard.
Yeah,
it's sick.
It's really cool.
Flex.
It's really cool. Look at the ice on the fucking plastic, dude, and the chain.
I would never really wear a chain, but like low-key, like I would get my...
I mean, if you were a YouTuber who was going to box Floyd, you would wear a chain like that.
I mean, I'm saying right now, like I would take my most expensive Pokemon card and I would put it on a chain like that, and I would rock that sometimes.
Oh,
but
okay, I thought you said you just wouldn't.
I could also just get robbed so hard.
Yeah,
he has an Atari sponsorship on his shorts. That's crazy, bro.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. Wow. They put up big money.
That is.
I respect Logan. I like him.
I mean. He's obviously a genius marketer, a genius businessman. Him, his brother too. Like,
fuck his brother. I don't like him. But
no, I respect both of them. I don't like them. I don't watch their content.
See, that's the thing. I actually like Logan. I genuinely like Logan. Yeah, I like Logan. I respect both of them, but I just can't stand Jake Paul.
Logan seems humbled, grateful.
Yeah,
Jake seems like an asshole.
He came back from like a lot of like bad shit. But we're not gonna go into this, Logan. Fanboy shit, but yeah, he's a good businessman. He does a lot of stuff in crypto. We talk about it all the time.
He pumped his assets. He has a bunch of these Charizard cards. He wore it out, and now they're worth way more. Genius. Can't complain. Thank you, Logan, for bumping up all of our Pokemon cards. Appreciate you. And with that, roll the fucking intro song, Christian. Welcome to the Hype Geek Podcast. Hype Geek is a culture where gaming, music, fashion all intersect, and this podcast is about dissecting what the hell's going on in that world. And this week, we got some really interesting shit to talk to you guys about. Do you remember a couple weeks back, guys, we talked about Axie Infinity?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. And then when we spoke about Axie Infinity, we posted that clip on TikTok, and it blew the fuck up. Aryan, do you know how many views we got on that one?
That one was probably our most views. I think we were almost at 120K.
120,000 views.
No more. I think that one's at 180.
Oh, no. 120,000 likes.
No, 17,000 likes.
18,000 likes. And then.
Okay.
180K. Yeah,
aside from this being a flex and a plug to go to @HypeGeek on TikTok, there was a comment that we just really wanted to highlight really quickly. There's a guy in here. He commented this. He's been playing for a year and he bought his phone with money from playing Axie Infinity, the NFT game. And he has about $2,000 now. Okay. This one is very economically viable. Yes, you have to buy Axie to play, but you can make that money back or resell them. So yeah. This fool is making bank playing Axie Infinity, and it just confirms what we were saying, but now we have anecdotal evidence of people that, I'm guessing this guy lives in the US, because I don't know. I don't know why I made that assumption, but he's making TikTok a lot of money US, playing Axie Infinity. So get it's, on Axie dude, Infinity, awesome. People. It's the future.
Awesome. I wonder also, how many people we put on that game just from that video.
Probably a lot. I don't remember the clip exactly, and I know you have it up, but we don't need to play it. But some people were like offended. They're like, why would I, like, if a game is offering to pay me to play it, I wouldn't play it. I'm like, dude, that's not what the game is doing. Like, you're not even listening to the clip, or we said something wrong, but it's not a literal get paid to play. It's a, you can play just to play, but there's a whole aspect of the crypto blockchain behind it where you can earn money on the hours you put in.
People miss the point too. We were trying to highlight the fact that it could change people's lives in third world countries like Philippines. Just because your privileged ass is like not caring about $300, $400 a month doesn't mean that other people don't care.
Yeah,
that was like the entire point. Yeah,
they just don't understand, like, all these hours that we put on Pokemon, all we're getting back is just the satisfaction of filling up the Pokedex.
Why not?
But if you do that same thing in this game, at least you get like paid out of it. If you want, you don't need to.
Exactly.
You don't need to. You don't need to cash out. But
here's what I'll say. The video did so well. People really love Axie. I think we should try playing Axie. That should be a challenge that we take on to see who amongst us, we all start with the same Axie and see, I don't know what the metric is. We'll figure this out off stream, but we should come up with some sort of a challenge between us three around Axie and stream it. I will also say, remember we talked about that studio that raised like $20 million or whatever to start making NFT games, big something.
Was
it the one that had like a dreamy sort of animation type thing?
No, I don't know. I don't remember.
It was a dungeon crawler.
Or was it the guild?
Dungeon crawler.
Was it the guild?
Dungeon crawler you didn't like.
No. Everyone.
Okay, so it was the one before.
It was the guy who was this previously worked at Decentraland, and then he started this thing and raised a bunch of money, and there was a video that blew up on TikTok.
Yep.
They reached out to us, and they want to talk about that. I DM'd them back. They haven't replied, but this is just an open casting call, letting them know, hey, yo, what's up? Shout out you again.
All right, then we're doing it.
Okay.
Dude, we did so well in the Axie video that some people thought it was a fucking ad because we explained it so well. Everyone's like, you got a hashtag ad. People were like reporting us to make sure we clarify it was an ad, but it wasn't. If we're going to play Axie and if we keep doing content, Axie, just throw us a bag.
That also reminds me, we talked about GameStop NFT. I looked into us applying. Remember how we said we would do that?
Yeah, I was about to ask you about that.
It impossible. You have to email them your resume of you building like NFT applications and like talking about code that you've made. And
Them saying, I have a podcast.
They're not asking. Wait.
Just do it, dude.
Okay. Just send them the podcast.
Just send them the podcast. Fuck it.
Okay.
Send them every Clubhouse recording you ever
have. I don't have any.
I'm kidding.
Okay, we're getting off track here, but all right, I'll just send him the fucking podcast. It's gonna be just useless
just
anyway.
Just for the memes.
All right, we do this segment every week, guys. It's called the Hype Geek Fit Check, and basically what we do is we go find different hype geeks in the space, different gamers, and you know, review their outfits, tell them what they could be doing better, and try and change their lives in the process. And this week we have a friend of the pod who basically was like, hey, do a fit check on me. But what he really did, and he doesn't know this, was, hey, roast me. Because this week, it's Attach.
Our boy Attach. He commented on the face swag video, which also got a lot of fucking hate on TikTok for some reason. We talked about this last podcast.
I mean, not for some reason, bro. The face flood is crazy.
For very good reason. Dude. For very good reason.
They're and crazy, man. They went after my entire existence, bro.
Dude, Attach used to be on FaZe, so you gotta be careful.
I hopped into a stream yesterday and I was like, yo, you ready, bro? Like, we're gonna be real honest with you. He's just like, yeah, dude, I have a feeling that you guys just go after FaZe for no reason. And I'm like, no, bro, we just rate it how we see it.
For all you guys who don't know, Dylan is a friend of the podcast. We've known him for quite a while.
He was on season 2.
He's a pro. Yeah, he was on an episode, actually. Nice. He's a pro Call of Duty player currently playing for Minnesota Rocker, previously the Subliners, and previously FaZe Clan and EG. Massive resume. If you guys don't know him, look him up. But
huge. And Lamar. the homie as well. And Lamar. Shout out both Accuracy and
Attash. We'll do him soon too. Accuracy. But Attash, what are we looking at here? This one was actually posted in 2018. The reason why I brought this up is because he actually got flamed by the entire internet when this was posted in 2018. And the caption that was going around was, "You really can't buy swag." I think something like that was what was trending. And he got flamed so hard for it. Break it down. What is he wearing?
Aryan, hit it.
All right, let's do it. So if you rotate so we could get a good look at the jacket, he's wearing a Gucci bomber jacket. Iconic if you were, you know, in the gaming space during the time.
Yeah, in 2018, this was very different.
Yeah, very different. He's wearing a Jordan t-shirt underneath it, Jordan Nike. He's wearing biker jeans, like skinny biker jeans, a little distress, and the beautiful dad shoes by New Balance. Or like, am I trying to be funny or am I trying to be real?
First of all, whatever you want.
The best part of his fit are the New Balance. Like, not even capping, bro. He might have been ahead of his time with the dad shoes there. Yeah. But the worst part of his fit, and I'm going to be real, are the jeans. I am not a fan of the biker. And if you could see him closely, which you can't because Instagram is shit quality, it's the moto jeans, right? So it has that like creasing thing right above the knee. And that had its little phase this was 2018. That definitely had its phase before 2018, like more like 2016 era. A Jordan t-shirt's a Jordan t-shirt. I go to sleep in Jordan t-shirts, right? And I just personally would never buy a Gucci product.
We don't have to rate this one. We'll save the next one.
We have another one that's worth a rating.
Cat, what did you think of this fit?
I mean, when I saw it, basically, I think the only thing that's really wrong with this is the photo and the way it was taken.
Okay.
Like, it's such an awkward angle, and he's like clearly posing for it. And his hands in his pockets, just standing on grass.
The thumbs in the pockets.
Yeah, it's just like... That with a Gucci, that type of pose with a Gucci like outfit, yeah, like it's just go it back feels and do it again. Forced, you know. We should all just pose like
for those that. At home. We just copied his pose.
We just did the Dylan pose.
You guys gotta look at it. I think if I imagine this fit to actually look good, if the picture was nice, like imagine him like sitting down with like legs kind of spread, arms on knees, and like the camera is like at an upward angle, kind of like looking up at him. Because like right here, you can kind of tell the photographer is a little taller than him too. So it makes him look even shorter, you know? And it's just a little awkward. I think that's the main problem with this issue, with this photo. It's not the fit. Like, I think it's fine. It's just the photo itself.
And everybody knows, Gucci. If you're taking a fit pic as a guy, your photographer basically has to be in prone, looking up just so you look massive and your fucking clothes look sick.
Your photographer has to be drop shot at you, essentially. Yeah, bro. General theme of this fit check, in my opinion, is slapping the back of your neck and then kissing it. Because what I'm about to say is I just think, one, I agree with Aryan. I don't like Balmain skinny jeans with the rip things. I don't know if I agree with that. I don't agree with the Gucci bomber jacket over the Jordan t-shirt. I think the New Balances were a nice touch because you kind of use them ironically. But in this situation, I don't know if they were trying to be used ironically, which is the part that I think throws this whole thing off is actually the New Balances.
It's the combination of the Gucci and the dad shoes that makes it not unironic.
Yes.
Makes it unironic.
And I don't know. I think another thing that, Dylan, I'm pointing this out to you. You said if we win champs, I'll give this. Oh, okay. Well, they didn't win champs. But I was about to say, you said you'll give this jacket away to the last person who comments. And... There's only Alex Margot 50 weeks ago said sup. So, Dylan, you going to give him the jacket? Because, I mean, you guys won something last year. Oh, shit, this is from 2018. Never mind. But, yeah, I mean, look, I don't agree with this fit, but it's iconic because he got roasted the fuck out of it on Twitter. And this will, like, forever go down in meme montages as, like, you thought you did something, huh? You know?
He really did.
Yeah. With that being said, he really fixed it with his next fit, which is from 2019. He looks much better, in my opinion. Aryan,
wearing the same exact jeans.
I think they're a lighter wash.
I think it's the same exact jeans.
Okay, all right. Sounds like you have something to say, Aryan. Do you want to talk about it?
Well, first of all, this is a hard fit. Okay, so 2018, what team was he? Was he on FaZe?
Subliners.
Subliners.
He's on Subliners.
He's wearing an Anbox sweater.
Which well, is, no, no, that's, no, 2018, that's this. 2018. This is, that's this photo. Is
oh, 2018.
Because he's in New York. You know, he's got the Tims on. He's New York the 2018 fuck out right now.
FaZe, I believe.
No, it was probably like EG, Evil Geniuses. But he was like loaned out FaZe.
Yes. Okay. Technically still so FaZe. That fit was a FaZe fit. This fit is a New York fit, bro. Yeah. He's got the fucking, the Sherpa hoodie. I don't even know, like an anorak, right?
Yeah.
Which I love. What brand did you say it was?
Anbox. Which is the name.
Anbox?
The Subliner sponsor.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. But it's sick as fuck. Like, I would wear this. I don't know about the tritonal colors, but when you're wearing all black for the rest of the fit, it works because it's like a, that's your statement piece. So
I agree.
Already he's killing it. Honestly, the only thing I would change is just not moto jeans. It could still be skinny jeans, but we're in what is this photo? It's 2019. Doesn't matter. Even in 2018, those jeans weren't it.
That yeah. So
just black jeans, right? I'm gonna give this a 6 or a 6.5 out of 10.
I actually give the exact same rating, and I would give him like half a point more if he just literally he could have the exact same jeans, just not moto, not ripped, and it would have been perfect.
Yeah.
I also think that like this is the perfect outfit for Dylan. Like we know Dylan, mm-hmm. and but Kat, you've always said this on every pod, like it kind of has to match the person and their personality. And Dylan's not the type that wants to go dripped full extendo Balenciaga, right? That's just not him, you know? So I think this really fits him. The only thing I'm going to point out, Dylan, since you're going to be listening, you said last person to comment year gets a follow. So let's see. Did you end up following this person? This dude's
just farming comments, dude.
Kaizo 809. 10 weeks ago, this guy was dedicated. He was like, this is posted in 2019. I'm going to come back in 2021. And comment your on it so I get the follow. Let's see. Is Attach following him? No, he's not. All right, well, Kaizo, hopefully Dylan follows you after this podcast, bro.
You're welcome, Kaizo.
Yeah, you're welcome, bro.
This dude has zero posts. Are
you
sure?
You changed lives over here. Kat, what'd you get? What do you say?
I mean, this is exactly the pose that fixes a lot of fits, right? Like, just seated like this, very casual. I really like the boots for the touch on the black jeans, which make the jeans look way better. I do agree with you guys, though. I'm not a fan of, like, that biker look of like those, I don't know what's on his knees, like that
it's like ribbing, it's yeah, to allow padding.
I don't like that, but with the boots it actually fits a lot better. Change the jeans, everything else is actually really good. I'm actually a really big fan of that kind of like fluff type of jacket. And yeah, Dylan's just a cutie, dude. Every time there's like a Reddit post about most attractive COD players, he's always number one, and he always reposts it.
Yeah.
He's so self-aware of like, dude, I'm the fucking most attractive guy in Call of Duty. He just memes it. It's hella funny.
Respect. But yeah,
I think it's a 8 out of 10 for me.
Okay. So did you ever play Mario Party 2 on the Nintendo 64?
Oh, man. How many Mario Parties did N64 have?
It had 3, I believe.
Oh, fuck. Okay, so I can't apologies. Confirm.
Did you ever play the first Mario Party? You guys have never played Mario Party? What the fuck?
No. I played Mario Party. I just can't confirm like if it was the first one or second one. Like I didn't have the N64.
Okay, then
my cousin had it. We'd go play games.
Tell you the mini game that I'm about to explain, because there was a mini game in the first Mario Party that almost bankrupted Nintendo in the late 90s.
How is that even possible?
Listen to this. 90 complaints filed with the New York Attorney General's office.
What?
Yeah.
Because they were like addicted or?
No. Because do you remember that mini game in the water raft that you would go around and you would have to rotate the stick really fast to keep the raft from like hitting obstacles and stuff?
There's a lot of rotating stick games. So
in general, there is a lot of rotating stick games, but yes. I feel like that one's very familiar.
I remember as a kid hurting the palm of my hand doing this. I don't know if you guys remember this.
You fucking sweaty ass motherfucker. Dude, bro.
Right? I hurt my hand playing Mario Party every single time I play. And the funny thing is, like, it's supposed to be like the most relaxing, like, it's a board game.
No, it's not. It's a very competitive
mini
game.
Games are
I don't know
very
how you
stressful.
Play Mario Party, but Mario Party is very competitive because you're playing against your friends, and it causes shit like this where Because of the raised design of the analog stick, it was easier and faster to perform these rotations, is what you're saying, using the palm of the hand rather than the player's thumb. But like I was explaining, you're not going to win if you use your thumb, bro. If you're sitting there and all three of your cousins that you're playing against are using the palms of your hand, they're putting themselves in danger to win the game. I'm going to do the same thing. So I'm rotating my hand on the fucking stick, and what happens? Blisters, friction burns, ice on the palms, lacerations on the player's hands. So there was a secondary concern that these rotations were also causing significant wear on the controller's analog stick. That's true. I have analog sticks from the N64 that do not have the plastic rubber thing on top of them because of this fucking exact thing.
Okay? I don't think anyone has the plastic rubber thing on top of them anymore.
Yeah, that was a shitty flaw.
Even my PlayStation controllers are still like that.
I don't know what you were doing with your PlayStation controllers, bro. But anyway.
Dude, it's Fortnite cranking.
He's playing COD 1.
Anyway. So these 90 complaints were filed, and to avoid a lawsuit, Nintendo agreed to provide specialty gaming gloves to anyone who requested it, as well as pay the state's legal fees of $75,000. So I guess they settled. Players would need to request the glove rather than be sent automatically. They apparently, with that wording, saved themselves a costly predicament. It would have cost over $1,000.
$100,000
to cash strap Nintendo, as well as open the door for further legal challenges if they didn't give this specialty gaming glove. The gloves that could be requested are a minor collector's item today, obviously. And so, yeah, that would have been insane. The analog
ropes, they go for
the that's a good question. The analog stick rotating games were removed from all future versions of Mario Party, only making appearance on the 3DS Mario Party Island Tour. So that's really funny. They were like, yo, let's not even fucking ever do this again. And then when the 3DS comes out, they were like, oh, this analog stick is easier, so like we'll put it on that game. But imagine, bro, if Nintendo didn't figure this out, they would be bankrupt. Which, one, hilarious that Mario Party bankrupted them. Two, hilarious that I experienced this, you guys could potentially experience this, and we had no idea the consequences of it, that it could have destroyed the Nintendo entirely. Like, how would our lives be different if Mario Party bankrupted Nintendo?
I mean,
without Nintendo,
not having Nintendo, I don't think I would be as much as a gamer as I am now.
That's so true.
It wouldn't have affected me. We know I that. Appreciated and enjoyed Nintendo as a kid. Like, I had the N64. I had,
you know, I'd GameCube. Probably be like Cat, actually. I'd probably just be like a fucking,
you would just sell gamer
multiplayer FPS,
way just better like at video head. Games, not settling with casual single player games and
no personality. Promoting. Complete
play
bro.
Me on Val. Let's go.
If I grinded Val, guarantee you I'd smash you.
I agree.
Without a doubt.
No let's offense, go. Ryan. I agree. Cat could crush you.
I mean,
I
but grind. He's grind. Soft and he I sucks, disagree. So he's I not just, gonna do
I,
it.
I put my efforts towards games I enjoy. That's all it is. I can't enjoy Valorant. That's just who I am. Same as League. Unfortunately, I wish I did.
You guys hear that? The guy who says he's the most competitive gamer doesn't want to play the most competitive games that exist in the marketplace. That's really interesting. I don't know what that signals.
It's different. I'm a different being, man.
Here's what I'm saying. If Nintendo didn't do that, I feel like potentially the gaming industry wouldn't be as big as it is. And like, if it wasn't as big as it is, then I don't know if Xbox would have came in and said, yo, we need to beat Sony and Nintendo at what they're doing, right? I don't think we would have ever got the Nintendo Wii, dude. Like, if we didn't have the Wii, we wouldn't have, like, the mental health thing, the fucking physical exercise thing, shit, like, the fucking... We wouldn't have Super Mario Galaxy. We wouldn't have Super Mario Sunshine on the GameCube. We wouldn't have Super Smash Bros. Melee. Any of the Super Smash Bros. Dude, games after
Dash?
The first one.
Oh my
no
God.
Double Dash. Double no more Dash Mario Kart. No Breath of the Wild, okay?
No any of those Zeldas.
Nothing, none of that stuff. N64. We would be stuck in the world of Sony and maybe Microsoft, maybe.
And then, like, who knows? Like, remember when we were talking about Sony was giving power to the devs? What if they pulled that back and became the Nintendo, and then Xbox was only the Sony? Because Sony, I mean, Xbox did end up going even further than Sony by giving power back to the devs. And so,
and Sony hasn't really,
who knows where we'd be?
Sony hasn't really made that good of like kid friendly games like Nintendo. And so if Sony's only making it for like young adults and mature people, we may not, we wouldn't have had like Nintendo's like, you know, Weenie Hut Jr., right? Like everyone has to go through Weenie Hut Jr. to get to the Salty Splatoon, or else no one gets the Salty Splatoon. That's a SpongeBob reference for anyone listening saying, what the fuck am I saying? Basically, you got to start somewhere. And if Nintendo isn't there, then we lose that whole young audience, in my opinion. Maybe we don't get Microsoft, which means you don't get Halo, and it's just It's fucked.
It would have changed the entire industry. That's 100% for sure. Well, people would have lacked confidence in the industry too if Nintendo didn't make it.
Dude, we would have gotten Halo, but it would have been an Apple game, and it would have been in a world of Apple gaming.
Holy shit, dude! Imagine Steve Jobs is doing the keynote for Halo 2. That's fucking crazy, bro.
Kind of sick.
He's like, and releasing.
He'd be, 2000 he'd be, whatever. He'd be like, wait, there's more.
Yeah, you're right. And one more thing. Finish this fight. This is Master Chief pulling up.
Do we
up.
Know Steve Jobs is a
dual
gamer?
Weld. Pull up, dual weld, back to back with Steve Jobs, who's next to him as well, with dual weld SMGs. And they're just like, we're going to take on the Covenant.
I'm going to be real. I don't think Steve was a gamer.
We have no information in his biography.
I read his biography. There was like, he started at Atari, but like he wasn't ever like obsessed with playing the game. He was just so oriented on what he wanted to accomplish that it just didn't align with his life to play games.
That's correct. I mean, but he was adjacent to it, and I think he understood the power of it because he came up in Atari. He was super. Oh, I read another article. He was super pissed that Microsoft took Bungie from them, that he made Microsoft come and like do an announcement at like a press release, like giving full support for some Microsoft software. He literally called up Microsoft and was like, you guys took fucking Bungie from us, aka Halo. And he's like so pissed that they were like, okay, fuck, we gotta like give some concession to this guy. So he made them like come to a press conference. I don't know if people know that, but literally because they took Bungie, they had to go to a press conference with him and like help him out with something, which is hilarious.
And there's definitely one game that might not be around, and it's Valorant, the game that we're talking about right now. Like, if there's no Nintendo, there's probably no Fortnite, there's no Valorant, bro.
Guy, are you going to say it or am I going to say it?
I'm not going to say it.
All right, cool.
Say it. Bad transition.
Oh, yeah, I don't think he should stop trying, though.
No, he shouldn't.
So, did you guys hear the new... I'll do a Rustin transition. Hey, did you guys see this tweet? It looks like a... okay. Let's get serious. Actually, did you guys see this tweet? Because Valorant reached 14 million active players, and that's fucking crazy in the short span that it's been around.
It says here 500 million games played
in a year.
In a year,
basically, year. Right?
When less because the beta was around, was out right now.
Correct.
The game, I don't think, released till like end of summer.
Game launched on June 2nd. So, year.
What is this in comparison to like League of Legends and like Call of Duty and stuff like that? Because what is like, because I'm assuming, I'm not talking about the game, I'm just talking about platform wise, right? Like PC games in general are just harder to acquire because people have consoles more than they have PCs, right? I know, like Valorant.
I don't think that's true, Kat. I think more people like PC game than consoles.
The gaming audience probably has more consoles. Is that because PCs are way more expensive?
Yeah, but more. If you were to ask anyone, what do you have in your house? More often than not, people like any person is going to have a computer before they have a video game console.
Yeah, but a Mac though, right? Because it's not compatible.
You're correct. Compatible on Mac, but Valorant, well, League of Legends specifically was designed to work on anything. Valorant, right. They said that they did that. I don't know, but you're right. It's not on Mac for Valorant.
I think a while back, someone sent group chat on the Discord a picture of them playing Val on a MacBook. So maybe they're right. It was probably like, shitty frames and they probably bottom fragging.
I actually know the stat. 52% of all gamers. 52% of gamers that are not mobile is PC, and then 48% is console.
Honestly, no. I thought console was gonna have the edge.
It makes way more sense because like we grew up playing console games, not PC games.
Like you're saying, you're more likely to have a computer than console. Yeah, but it's also like a viable gaming computer is still a lot more expensive, and a lot of people. There's also Apple, right? A lot of people have Apple computers.
Yeah, I just remember as a kid, like I wanted to play PC games so bad that I would try and figure out how to run them on the piece of shit family computer that we had, whatever it was, Mac or PC. So I know as kids out there, there are other people that are trying to figure out in any way, shape, or form, can they play PC games that they can't get on console?
Yeah, I mean, I only had started playing PC games like 2 years ago, dude. That's why it's surprising to me that a game like this could reach it that fast. But again, it does have an older audience skew.
So how does this compare to other games?
I'm not even sure. Let's see like Should I compare it to Warzone that was like more recent and pretty popular?
Yeah, but also Counter-Strike or like an Overwatch. Maybe
let's
League.
Look at console though. Let's look at console though.
Let's do. I want to see League because like League is the like this is the second game, like the second flagship game that Riot's releasing. So it's like let's compare. Like, oh, you know, did this do better? Is this on track to do better than Riot's first game, or is it like in good company? Right. I know I just asked like a very specific question and you guys are going to be Googling it and focused. So I'm just going to keep rambling while you guys are figuring that out. Also, we talked about Valorant being on mobile. It's fucking confirmed, guys. Those of you listening at home. Valorant
is coming to mobile. How are you going to be able to play Valorant on mobile? They got to change it, right?
Don't fucking no, bro. It's
fucking complicated.
No fucking idea, dude.
Like what?
But they have like Rainbow Six and shit on, not Rainbow Six specifically, but games that copy Rainbow Six and Counter-Strike on mobile. And this was announced as their anniversary a year later. It's going to be coming to Valorant. Mobile is going to be coming to Valorant. We don't know when it's coming out. It's not even on Mac. That's weird.
That's going to boost users for sure. But yeah. Back to the user thing. So Warzone hit 100 million players in a little over a year. And that's because it's like, you know, free and like cross-platform and all that shit.
Wow. Well, Val is free too, but it's also the most expensive.
But it's not cross-platform and it's only on PC. So yeah,
that's really crazy though that they would.
That is crazy.
It's not even on Mac yet, and definitely not coming to console. I could see
Fortnite
how it could work on mobile.
350 million players, just as another comparison.
What did League of Legends?
I don't know how long. I don't know how long it took them to get there though. But 350 million, Warzone 100 million, and Val 14 million.
Wait, who was 350?
Fortnite.
Fortnite,
the best game.
No, ever. No one fucking cares about Fortnite. In the first year,
I mean,
they had 350 million
people do. Actually, okay. I don't know timeline. I don't know what timeline was for that. But do you think Valorant would hit 350 million?
No,
because not talking about mobile.
No, but well, that's no. Because Valorant is not on console, dude.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Not on console.
50% of the market is out of the question.
Both those games are on console, and they're kind of casually. Valorant requires like a step beyond being casual and like actually being dedicated to the game.
Yeah.
So
like even me, I only play it like once or twice a week. Like I'm not grinding the game.
But it's also like because it's a harder game to play, the people that are playing it are going to be dedicated to playing it. That's why League of Legends is so epic. Like League of Legends has lasted for so long while these other games churn constantly, you know?
So someone in the group chat sent us TSM signing this fucking deal with FTX, the cryptocurrency exchange.
Yes.
That's fucking crazy.
$210 million.
Yeah. It was about 10-year deal for $210 million. That is just insane.
Only thing I'll say there
they
is
they get the naming rights deal.
There's risks in multiple parts. One being, damn, you just signed a 10-year deal. Like what if you get more valuable in 10 years, then this deal should get renegotiated. The other being like, are either of them going to be around for the next 10 years? Like, I don't know if FTX is like going to be around. But what's fucking sick is that FTX is also bought the naming rights to the Miami Heat basketball arena. So they're fucking breaded, bro. Dude, they are breaded.
Miami but is crypto capital.
It is. And the context that I will also further give about FTX is that they have a version of FTX that you can use in the U.S., It's a cryptocurrency exchange, like Coinbase, right. Except it offers like actual like candlestick charts. You can buy futures, sell futures. It's way easier.
It's like
to,
a
like,
real
trade.
Exchange.
Yeah.
Which for some reason, no other crypto exchange has given us until FTX.
Yeah. Now, FTX, that's FTX.us, FTX.com, available everywhere else, lets you do like way more shit, like 50x leverage on your money, like insane fucking shit that's illegal in the U.S., so like they could potentially get cracked down by the SEC if they don't follow certain guidelines. So like
true.
There's risks here of taking the money from these guys, FTX. But
however, I think they do follow the guidelines.
I mean, it's yeah, because they exist in the U.S.
It's just now more risky for people in the U.S. to like hop on a VPN and use FTX.com as opposed to .us.
Yeah. Now I'll keep going on this, but what's exciting is for the esports industry, that's a great validation point. Like, the level of money that's coming in to sponsor esports teams, whether it's supported or not, that's fucking huge. What TSM is going to do with that money is expand into Asia, which is sick. and they're going to buy $1 million in FTX tokens and start distributing it to their members, which is exciting because of everything that we're talking about with crypto, NFTs, and the metaverse all making sense for gaming. This is an olive branch and opening the world where now, like, if TSM starts releasing NFTs because they're getting advice from fucking FTX and they're doing all this shit, like, they're just educating more and more people about what the fuck is going on. So that's my perspective on it. I think it's cool.
It is fucked.
So they're
cool.
They're called TSM FTX now.
Yeah.
That's it.
Also,
and that's going to be on like the esports, like when they get introduced and stuff. Introducing TSM FTX.
Six acronyms. It's like
full name.
Mercedes AMG F Petronas. Mercedes Petronas, right. AMG F1 team. Petronas is a Malaysian oil company. I don't know if you guys knew that.
And then Season, who lives in Vegas, was driving through the strip and he sent us a photo of a new casino that had TSM's logo up like across the fucking entire building.
Bro. Yeah, really crazy.
What the fuck?
So I think this what the hell is TSM doing, man? This is crazy.
Someone in our Discord, Niles, was saying he thinks it's the FTX situation. So
yeah, it's got to be related.
That's crazy.
It's got to be.
What building? Hilton? Is that on the strip?
No, apparently it's a new hotel.
It's on the strip though.
Jesus, they're sponsored by Cadillac. My God, dude, this is a legit ass team.
Mm-hmm. Holy I mean, shit, it's not even a team at this point. It's not even a team. So it's like,
what is it?
It's like the step above an organization, right?
What do you call that? I'm not saying I know the answer. I'm just
No. It's like FaZe went from being a team
to an organization.
Like an organization, right? TSM is trying to do that, right? 100 Thieves did that as well. Right,
it's like a corporate. It's like a corporation.
Yeah, like I'm trying to figure it out. Startup, right? To like
business.
Yes, there's you know, there's teams, right? Like Cloud9 is a team. Right?
Conglomerate.
Yeah, that's a good way to say
it. Damn, but the Generation Z motherfucking fascist socialist kids are gonna hate that term.
Motherfucking fascist socialist. Oh man, well they're gonna hate Grand Theft Auto 6. Wait, fuck! I stole a transition from you, dude. God damn it!
Is that even next on the list?
It is.
Let me do the transition. I got it. I'll do it different. Speaking of casinos, do you know where you used to gamble? In GTA.
Yeah!
I would sit down in the casino and I would just gamble fake
money. Yo, I wish I had my PC because I remember like I'd run into Russ's room and see you guys be fucking in the casino and it was just so sick.
Yeah, I'll just gamble. It's so fun just to gamble with GTA money. And what's going on now, there was, I don't know if it was a leak or just a released info on GTA 6. The game currency is just trying to follow this trend of crypto, and it's nothing crazy, but all they're doing is changing the name of the dollar sign to be crypto. So in game, when you're making purchases or gambling, you're doing that with something called crypto rather than actual dollars. Oh. When we saw the headlines, we were like, oh shit, we could actually, maybe it's like built on some sort of blockchain. You get to sell stuff, you get to earn crypto, make money.
I was really confused as to why you guys were so excited. Because I guess I'm the only one that read in depth.
Yeah, I thought they're bringing like crypto to GTA.
Like, how would you not read in depth if you see Rockstar doing something with crypto? But anyway, it's just the in-game currency.
It's just called crypto. Wait, well, do we have a name for the crypto? Is there a name for it, or is it just here's the, well,
the dude in the league kept dropping Bitcoin, but I think he was just doing that to help people understand, help like the mass understand. And he said at the end, it's not going to actually be called Bitcoin. Knowing GTA and Rockstar, it's going to be like it's going to be like a play on it, right? It's going to be like shitcoin or something like that.
Here's my problem. Why the fuck would people write articles about this? It's like, some missions will reward you in Bitcoin instead of cash. Like, they made it so vague because they knew the exact same reaction that Kat and I would have, other people would have. Mm-hmm. Fuck those assholes. Specifically,
modern day journalism.
This link is from a website called Auto Evolution. And I'm looking around and all it fucking talks about are cars, but then for some reason it just has GTA news on their website as well.
These fuckers are just getting articles. I had an idea on what they could possibly be doing, because you mentioned that there's still cash rewards in game, like you earn cash from missions or crypto.
Yeah,
maybe the market in the game is simulated to the outside market, so your crypto could appreciate and depreciate based on the real market.
That's what the dude said in the article.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then that makes sense.
They already have that in the game. You can buy stocks in GTA 5.
Why is that news? Like,
yeah.
They just,
I mean, it's news because it's clickbait.
Yeah, it's just bullshit.
Yeah, we believe.
Imagine if GTA 6 actually did that. Like, you could, Axie Infinity, basically.
Dude.
You get
blockchain.
Tokens in game for murdering people, and then you can transfer it out, and then you buy shit in real life. That's kind of fucked up.
The AAA publishers, we know, like, they're going to be the last to adopt it.
I would love to own my like modded out supercar and like actually own it on the blockchain and be able to trade it based on upgrades that you buy with crypto or cash in the game that you're on missions.
Hop on Roblox, bro.
So much sense, dude.
Hop on Roblox.
So much sense. So much sense. We're going to look back on this in like 3 or 5 years and be like, oh, wow, we said that.
Again, I think it's going to be a long transition too.
Do you know what's going to happen 3 to 5 years from now?
You're not doing the transition?
I got it, guys. Don't worry. 3 to 5 years from now, we're also going to be having people walking around with the third eye.
Wow. That kind of sounds sexual. What are we talking about here?
How does it sound sexual?
Third eye. I have no idea what
the fuck are you thinking about, bro?
Don't worry about it.
So pretty much what happened is this industrial designer came up with this like satirical kind of solution to people who just stare at their phone screens. Like, you've always seen those people that like literally are looking at their phone all the time when they're walking outside, that they like bump into people and shit. And it's kind of
annoying. He calls them the smartphone zombies.
Yeah, literal smartphone zombies. That what he did was he attached a camera that looks like a third eye to his fucking forehead, and that allows him to see in front of him while looking at his phone screen.
Yeah,
it's just a play on that.
It probably connects to Bluetooth through his phone and does like the play and play. So it's like a little box at the top of his phone or the bottom of his phone that shows his view up front.
You could do some sketchy shit with that. Like, you could be pretending to like sit, you know, and like look at your phone, but in reality, like maybe you're stalking someone, you know, you're like an FBI agent or some guy.
Yeah, but I think just taking pictures. Anybody would notice a fucking third eye camera on your forehead. Right. Look at this.
I'm just talking about in the future, if everyone has third eye cameras, you know, you don't know.
Do you know what would be way better if he attached that to the back of his head and now he can see behind him? That makes way more sense.
If I saw someone walking towards me with that camera, I'm running across the street because I don't want my face on some fucking camera. And I know that my face is already on a million cameras, but like,
dude, IRL just chatting Twitch streamers are gonna go crazy.
Yeah,
they would probably buy this, dude.
Yeah, you're right.
Wait, this is just Twitch streaming. GoPro. This is just backpack
streaming. Except they're just playing it on their fucking on their motherfucking.
So nothing new here.
Nothing honestly. Crazy. All right, it's time for a recurring segment. Oh, I'm Rustin.
Yo, if you guys think man, the transition sucked this episode, you guys know who to thank. Come on, bro. We're sitting here waiting.
Okay. We do this segment at the end of every stream. It's called the Hype Geek Watch, where we just go over general gaming news and talk about it a little bit. Rustin, you want to kick off the first topic on the Hype Geek Watch?
Well, one, it's Connie's birthday today. Another thing, E3 next week. So
E3 next week.
You know, speaking we're going to talk about that shit.
I fucking missed. Apparently, they did like a low-key drop for the first piece of the Yeezy Gap collection. And
no
it was
way.
A sick-ass blue coat, and I missed it.
Oh, he was wearing that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ratchet and Clank are going to Sunset Overdrive, apparently.
Yeah, we talked about how PlayStation bought the... Or Sony bought the IP for Sunset Overdrive, and we're like, what the fuck? Another Microsoft cuck move, but... Now they're collaborating the new Ratchet and Clank game with Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah, I mean, it's not confirmed, but it's teased. So,
I mean, it's the official Ratchet and Clank Twitter.
Yeah, you're right. It's not like fully stated we're doing some, like, there's going to be something going on with Sunset Overdrive, it seems like. But yeah, I don't know why I said that. Keep in mind, PlayStation is going to be talking at the Summer Games Fest, which is actually happening this Thursday. So you got Summer Games Fest and then you got E3 next week. So we're going to have hella gaming news these next 2 weeks. There's going to be a lot.
Sweet.
A lot.
Good opportunity for me to do a good transition. Practice on my transitions.
We're going to be dissecting everything for you guys, so you don't have to worry about a single thing.
Drop a follow, leave a review if you want to stay tuned on all the news without missing anything and not having to look it up yourself, because that's what we do here.
Yes, but we're not done. Rick and Morty is also coming to Fortnite.
Yes, sir.
That's crazy.
Fortnite Season 7 just launched today. I honestly am not, because I'm not following the storyline as much as I was back in like Season 2, Season 3, when it was like mind-blowing the marketing moves that like Fortnite was doing. Like that Der Burger that they found in the middle of the desert.
Nature,
like that stuff was really cool. I've kind of like loosened up on like my actual appreciation for the storyline, because I've just got lost, and
because there's no storyline.
There is a lot of storyline. It's like a whole cinematic thing,
other people's IP.
But that's the thing though, like, so Rick and Morty being a Fortnite, and there's also going to be like a Superman thing, Alien Invasion. Like, what they're doing with all these characters is creating their own little metaverse. Like I said, I really find it so fascinating that I could be Travis Scott playing with my teammates who are Neymar and other NBA jersey players, and then playing together on a squad and interacting with each other, fighting against other Superman and Rick and Morty. Like, that stuff is just really fascinating, but that's the extent to which I appreciate the stuff they're doing, because I don't really care about the storyline anymore.
I mean,
but yeah, Fortnite Season 7.
It looks cool in game. I would buy the skin.
Yeah, I like how they do different art styles for sure. Like, yeah, they had the anime style, they had the Borderlands style. That feels that very metaversy, because it feels just their own art style.
It is very fucking Ready Player One typey.
Yeah, like, I would buy it. And then you got Superman as well. Yep. You sent this TikTok, Aryan. It says the new season is busted.
Yeah, what? it's like a clip from the new thing. This person's just like in a spaceship, lifting someone up off the floor and like throwing them around and then lifting rocks and dropping it on people.
This is broken, basically.
Dude, this is so dumb.
I don't know, man.
Like, it's like when they introduced the mechs. Remember the mechs in like season 3 or some shit?
This has to be like a limited time mode, which I'm guessing
is no. It's because the thing is that they stopped giving a fuck about what people think in pubs. Because in pubs, it's such early new players that like when you first hop into a Fortnite game, you would love to be driving the spaceship around.
Yeah, or to
but for more like experienced veteran players who think this is all bullshit and it'll affect their actual competitive play, this is definitely not in arena or any ranked matches or any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming. Cool. Like I
you hope so.
No, there's no way people would be raging right now.
Dude, was the
also? I was like, remember when Thanos. I told you guys
Thanos? When Thanos was in Fortnite, that was fucking sick.
That was sick, yeah.
Remember when I told you guys this girl wants to play Fortnite, so I quick downloaded that shit and hopped on with her? Dude, I got attacked by a fucking dinosaur. What is this bullshit PvE shit that they're putting in a PvP fucking Battle Royale game, bro? This is so annoying.
Yeah, I mean, you get resources so from annoying. It.
It's like when Black Ops 4's Battle Royale did zombies. I was like, dude, I already have to deal with fucking sweaty kids. Now these fucking zombies are on my back. Like, this is so annoying, dude.
Well, you heard it here first. Aryan hates everything.
Everything.
You're just complaining about Valorant Sova too. So there's not a single game that you truly, truly like.
No, I'll still play fucking Valorant. I love that shit.
And with that, we conclude the Hype Geek podcast. Thank you everyone for tuning in. Shout out to the chat, everyone in here. Niles, T Supreme, you're in deep sheep. Niles, thanks for the gifted sub, man. Thanks, I know I always say that. Season. Eric, thank you guys all for being in here. If you're listening at home, throw us a follow on @HypeGeek across all platforms to stay in the loop. You can also join the Discord from there if you want to be a part of the discussion. Leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That really helps us out. You guys have been doing great, man. Appreciate it. And we'll see you next week. Peace.